Bobby suddenly thought of his mother and how she was about money. Then he remembered the night he had awakened and thought he heard her crying. He didn't answer.
"Consider it," Ted said.
He drew deeply on his cigarette, then blew out a plume of smoke.
"Good books are for consideration after, too."
"Okay."
"Lord of the Flies wasn't much like the Hardy Boys, was it?"
Bobby had a momentary image, very clear, of Frank and Joe Hardy running through the jungle with homemade spears, chanting that they'd kill the pig and stick their spears up her arse. He burst out laughing, and as Ted joined him, he knew that he was done with the Hardy Boys, Tom Swift, Rick Brandt, and Bomba the Jungle Boy. Lord of the Flies had finished them off. He was very glad he had an adult library card. "No," he said. "It sure wasn't.
And good books don't give up all their secrets at once. Will you remember that?"
"Yes."
"Terrific. Now tell me, would you like to earn $1 a week from me?"
The change of direction was so abrupt that for a moment Bobby couldn't follow it. Then he grinned and said, "Cripes, yes." Figures ran dizzily through his mind. Bobby was good enough at math to figure out $1 a week added up to at least $15 by September. Put with what he already had, plus a reasonable harvest of returnable bottles and some summer lawn mowing jobs on the street, cheapers, he might be riding a Schwinn by Labor Day. What do you want me to do?
"We have to be careful about that. Quite careful," Ted meditated quietly. And for so long, Bobby began to be afraid he was going to start talking about feeling stuff in the backs of his eyes again. But when Ted looked up, there was none of that strange emptiness in his gaze. His eyes were sharp, if a little rueful.
"I would never ask a friend of mine, especially a young friend, to lie to his parents, Bobby, but in this case, I'm going to ask you to join me in a little misdirection. Do you know what that is?"
"Sure." Bobby thought about Sully and his new ambition to travel around with the circus wearing a black suit and pulling rabbits out of his hat.
"It's what the magician does to fool you."
"Doesn't sound very nice when you put it that way, does it?"
Bobby shook his head. "No. Take away the spangles and the spotlights, and it didn't sound very nice at all.